Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we have a great, I mean great, 3 hours ahead for you. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
One, two.
The iHeartRadio app. Or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got Bill Oram, covers the Lakers for The Athletic, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And we will get into plenty of Lakers talk. But let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, bro?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great, man. I am great. Great. How's the weather out there? A lot better than here. A lot better than the East Coast. Huh?
Yes. It is definitely great. And I see you got your teeth look a little different there. Can I see? Let me see. Smile. I see it. Chris got the Invisalign.
Wait, give me
on.
A year. Give me a year.
Oh,
give me a year. These things going to be looking nice, boy.
I've been telling them for a while. Haven't I told you that
a
while?
You you are one of the first that gave me the idea.
Yeah, I told you.
I mean, I had thought here and there, but never really seriously, you know. And then when you talked about doing it, I said, you know what? It makes some sense.
And I'm getting one of mine on the bottom is getting crooked, so I'm getting the same Invisalign. I did my impression, so I'm waiting for my trays, Chris. So I'll be doing it as well. We'll be doing it together. And I do have an announcement and a little announcement, which I'm very thrilled about.
Yes,
that came out on social media.
As you should be.
Yes. I will be in studio. I won't be on the Odd Couple. I won't be on the show, but I'll call in on the Hall of Fame night, Chris, which is a big night, the announcement. Does Bonds and Clemens get in finally? This is their last year. So a lot of people will be paying attention to this. They've been on the ballot for 10 years.
You think they'll get in?
I do. That's my gut, is that they made him punish
them.
What
were they at, about 60%? 60.
They need 75. It's not impossible. I've seen people get 22% in their last year jump. But anyway, I'll be in studio on MLB Network. So that's where you want to see me on television.
That's great,
you'll see
man.
Me on MLB. Thank you. 4 to 8 Eastern time next Tuesday for the Baseball Hall of Fame announcement. So tune in a little bit to have the radio on, of course, and wait to hear when I'm ripping on people for not voting Bonds or Clemens in. So that'll be the big story that night. I think they're going to get in. That's my gut, Chris. That's
ooh.
My gut.
Look, I hope so. You know my thing. Put a legitimate asterisk on there. I don't care. They should be in. Put an asterisk on the plaque, and we go on from there. Just tell the story of the steroid era, right?
That's all. The same way we do with
dead ball eras.
Dead ball, segregated era.
Yep.
We got all that, Chris. All of that. So let's just do it. But all right. So that's next Tuesday night.
We got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. DJ Alex Tyshirt. On the ones and the twos, it is, of course, a TV theme song Thursday, so you won't get his full-throated funk.
Yay.
But, hey, he'll do great.
He'll do great.
And he shines tonight anyway because Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is in
that tonight?
Hour.
I don't know what night it is. Are we trying to get over 4 million? Is that why it's on every night now?
That segment keeps
and downloads.
We keep climbing. We getting all those shallow oceans
I'm just saying, see.
Fans.
Is that what it is?
Well, absolutely. You got to realize, in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think.
I never thought of it like that.
On right, that note, speaking of not deep, not tall, not short and pudgy, our man, the husky one himself, Rob Guerra, super producer in the house. You know I love you, man. And David Gascon on the updates. All right, Rob, the main story.
Big story.
Last night. The Lakers, and I watched that game. I don't know if you watched it.
No, I didn't get to see the end. I didn't get to see the end, yeah.
Coming off a great win over Utah, which, you know, we said it. I didn't think it was
well, and they needed a big finish in the fourth quarter to win that game. I mean, they were down.
Any win over Utah is good. You know what I mean? Especially for a mediocre team, which is what the Lakers are. I hate to say it. But they didn't. You want to see? Okay, can they follow it up? The answer: a resounding no, because a bad team, surprisingly bad. I didn't think they'd be bad this year, but they are. Indiana came into what's it now? Crypto Arena. Right. And they beat up the Lakers. Lakers led early. Wasn't a sign of things to come, and they ended up falling. But the big story is that down the stretch, Rob, the last 3:52, they did not play Russell Westbrook. And the papers, the reporters are calling it a benching. And Westbrook didn't handle it well, we don't think, because he left the floor, Rob, the court. You know, he was on the bench. And he left with 8 seconds remaining. He started walking to the locker room. And then he was out of the locker room without talking to reporters and before his teammates were basically out of the showers.
I would call that a benching, and you're hot and mad as hell, and you grabbed your stuff without a shower and got in your car and left.
Yeah.
Probably what happened.
That's probably what happened. Maybe he grabbed a shower, but maybe not. But anyway, he's upset. Here's Frank Vogel about it.
Frank, you opted to go with Russ on the bench at the end of the game. What were you looking for there? What was the thinking behind that choice?
Yeah, playing the guys I thought were going to win the game.
Look, here's the thing, Rob, and I'll let you go on this. Frank Vogel's name has been bandied about. Oh, he was about to get fired before that miraculous victory over Utah. Oh, he's on a game-by-game basis, which is ridiculous. If you're going to fire him, fire him. Game-by-game, that makes no sense. This is the NBA.
You can't have that kind of instability, Chris. It's just not right.
No way. And if Frank Vogel is saying, look, I got to just do what I want to do. I got to do what I think is best for the team. If it upsets somebody, if it gets me fired, whatever. I might get fired anyway trying to dance around people's feelings. And, Rob, you know, I've been saying this for now a couple of weeks. I've been saying, look, One of the things the Lakers have to do is stop. I don't even want to say it had to be permanent, but they needed to not play Russ at the end of some games because he's turning the ball over, or even if he doesn't make a turnover, he's missing shots. He was 1-for-11 in the lane last night. So he's just not playing well at the end of games, taking bad threes, or he's not a good three-point shooter, so he's not a threat out there. He's not defending at all. And so subtly, don't announce it. Oh, we're not playing Russ late in games. Forget all that. Just subtly, at the end of a game, 4 minutes left, whatever, you substitute for him or you don't put him back in or whatever, but he don't play. And I thought they did it subtly. You know, it wasn't anything drastic,
but
no announcement.
People look, Chris, you know, reporters and fans, where's Russ?
They picked it up.
Right.
Yep.
And they're not going to miss him out there. They're like, where is he?
Had they, and asking Vogel, I mean, you heard what Vogel said. And he said the right thing. He didn't say, like, this is a new in-game lineup we have. Rob, we've seen times where you had it going without a star player and the team never put him back in.
Right.
It's fine.
It happened.
Now, Russ obviously didn't take it that way, and now they're going to have to deal with it. But that's where it gets interesting.
Yeah, Chris, it's a little different. Like you say, like some nights a star player not playing well and other guys come off the bench and play well and you win and you just kind of do that, but you move back to regular the next day.
Right.
Now,
right.
Russ hasn't played well enough for it to be back to regular. You know what I mean? And I think that's why it's such a big deal. You know, I witnessed this in firsthand in Detroit when Allen Iverson was traded to Detroit.
Absolutely.
And it was, they wanted him to come off the bench and, you know, Rip Hamilton, of course, won the championship there with Chauncey Billups in the backcourt. And then Chauncey's gone. Iverson's there. They want to take Iverson off the bench. He doesn't want to do that role. And then they want to put Rip on the bench. Rip doesn't want to do that. He's like, I want a championship here. How am I going
right,
to the bench?
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. He ain't one jack. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was a mess, and it wound up, you know, blowing up everything that team had, Chris. And they had put together a nice run for those 8 or 10 years with the 8 years with that group, and they went to the Eastern Conference Finals 6 years in a row. That Pistons team, they were a good group. But it blew them up because guys didn't want to accept it. And now Russ might be in that situation. I'm going to say this. The Lakers, I'm glad they took the kid gloves off, Chris, but they have no choice. You cannot, N-O-T, waste LeBron's 19th and 20th years and go like, oh, well, we'll just scrap the year. It's not working.
Right.
It's not working.
Right.
You're not winning. You're not going to win anything just like acting like nothing's happening here. So if we've seen LeBron trade off all the young pieces here, Chris, do all the other moves. Remember in Cleveland at the trade deadline, they traded half the team. As long as you have LeBron, you're always trying to spin it to give him a chance.
Right.
This is year 19. You can't take a mulligan. You can't punt, Chris. The Lakers can't punt with LeBron. So, you know, Westbrook's going to be hurt. Bother, Chris, but that's what you signed up for when you play with LeBron.
Right. And look, if you're the Lakers, it's like, dude, you're getting $45, $47 million. We get it. Your feelings are hurt, but that should help console you. I mean, seriously. And I'm going to say this, Rob. Russell Westbrook, this is his 14th year. If he can't handle it, just like Allen Iverson couldn't handle it, and it did lead to the end of Iverson's career.
It did.
He was in Memphis after that. They wanted him to come off the bench, too.
He didn't want to handle it.
And then he was out.
And he could have played, Chris, five more years coming off the bench.
No doubt.
Lighting it up, being the number one option. Grant Hill went to the bench. He was one of the biggest stars in the NBA.
But I think the difference with Grant
was hurt.
Right. And he came back. He was just happy to be back in the league playing full time. And he did make an all-star team, so give him credit. But I'm going to be honest, Rob. If Westbrook – now, he shouldn't pout. And he shouldn't ruin it for his teammates. I will not defend that. I will not defend it if he's just going to make cause a lot of drama and, you know, become a big story and basically ruin whatever season they have left. But I understand how it's tough. I do. I get it. And when you're a superstar and you've been that for more than a decade and you're a top 75 player and you're still playing, you know, I mean, he's not playing well, but he's still putting up numbers. He just not in a good situation for himself fit-wise. I get why you don't want to go to the bench. And maybe Westbrook is one of those guys, Rob, that won't. He won't go out gracefully like, you know, a Vince Carter, who he stayed too long, but, yeah. You know, a Grant Hill.
I don't see Westbrook.
Gary Payton.
Yeah, I don't see Westbrook going out like that either. I don't.
Right, right. Here, let me give you these numbers. Because Westbrook, they put him in with 8:15 left in the game, and the Lakers were down 88-87. When they took him out with 3:52 left, they were down 101-94. So they had been outscored 13-7
right.
With Westbrook in there. And so, you know, they finally did. Now, there was a story, Rob, that came out that said they had the blessing of the front office to do it. And, you know, the story going forward is, how is Westbrook going to handle it? And you're right, Rob. If he can't handle it and if he's upset, if he has to spend a little time away from the team, whatever, so be it. But you got to do what's best for the team, right?
Absolutely.
You got
LeBron
playing at a high level. You got AD coming back. That was enough to win you a championship a couple years ago.
And especially with no AD, this is the time he should have been able to make it work, and they should still be okay. You have two stars, Chris, in the NBA. You can win. They can't have the Pacers come to town and beat up the Lakers like it's nothing. The Pacers have been struggling all year.
And Caris LeVert, Rob, almost outscored the Lakers by himself in the fourth. He had 22 points in the fourth. Some of that courtesy of Westbrook. And the Lakers had 24 in the fourth. So we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Should the Lakers take Russell Westbrook's feelings into consideration moving forward? Or should they just do what they got to do and not worry about how Russ takes it? Your turn to weigh in, Chris and Rob, 877-996-6369. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Daniel Boone, right? I know Rob. Oh, Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett, the Davy king of Crockett. The Mountaineer, all right, or something like that.
Yeah, I was real tiny when this was out.
No, whatever, Chris. What I you was,
no,
to say?
I'm dead serious. I remember this being at my grandma Smith's house in Louisiana, and she had it on. This? I was a baby. I was little. Right. I don't remember much of it. But I know you did. How'd you like it?
No, I saw it in reruns, Chris. I
junior
didn't watch
high,
it when it was
high school.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I used to have dates at the house. Come on over. Let's watch Davy Crockett. Yeah,
All right. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. If you're wondering what in the world is going on, it's a TV theme song Thursday. And look, if you're dealing with a dead battery, don't fret. Don't worry. Don't pout. Don't hit your hand on the windshield. Just relax and go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. And it is because they offer free battery services, like free battery testing. Awesome. Free battery charging. Magnificent. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and the number one battery destination
relax.
In America. We got Bill Orem from The Athletic coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I can't wait to talk to Bill Orem.
Absolutely. But first,
and who was the guy? Do you remember, Chris? Who did we have on real quick? Who did we have on who was saying, oh, no, but he was talking about Westbrook and how great he was playing and the sample size. He was making a case that we had jumped on Westbrook too early and that he was actually playing great. We had
that was Pincus, I think. Eric Pincus.
Yeah. We got to get him back on.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Ty in Phoenix,
yes, let's go.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ty?
Hey, what up, Rob and Chris? Man, how y'all brothers doing, man? Rob been watching
doing great
since the ESPN days, and you know a little mess up with RG3 and all that. Chris, same with you. Been watching you forever too. You know,
we're gonna get RG3 on here to talk about his book.
We'd love to have him on.
I'm gonna say this, Rob. What? With all due respect, RG3 got you in the suit game. He got you beat in the suit. Oh, you seen him on ESPN?
Who's got better hair? Brother. Who's got better
RG3
hair?
RG3 is sharp.
Okay, that's a sharp book.
Yeah, he is sharp. You know, he got the
okay,
cornrows.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, he's still hanging on to that.
Hey, I just want to make a comment, and maybe y'all can, you know, just, reply to it or whatever. I think Russell Westbrook needs to play a lot better. It seems like his turnovers, he got a handle of the turnovers, but yes, he needs to play a whole lot better. But tell me this, what is Dwight Howard doing? He's 6'10".
But here's the thing. Hold on. Todd, here's the thing. What you expecting to be doing? I mean, we know what Dwight Howard is. He's a role player off the bench. You expect Dwight Howard to be like a main cog?
No, it's not that, but hasn't he started lately? I mean, the man is 6'10", and he's giving you 5 points.
Yeah, I mean, Rob, where you at? It's like me ripping Carmelo. What's Carmelo doing? I mean, he's doing what he does.
Dwight is long in
his career.
He's long in the tooth. Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
And he's been a role player for a while now.
Right. It's hard for us to look at that and make that as the reason they aren't winning. I'm sorry. Absolutely. I just can't do it. Jackson in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jackson?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, doing man. Great. How are you?
Pretty good. So I had a couple thoughts. So for one, on the question, I don't think they should give his feelings any consideration because this is a business. The goal is to win. So next thing, but I just think there's more to it than him just playing bad. Like, obviously Westbrook is a flawed superstar. He's always been high turnover. He's always been low field goal percentage. So this is expected. But I just think one thing I see a lot when I watch it is it doesn't seem that a lot of guys are confident in him. Like, you notice how much we see THT or Malik Monk bring the ball off the court when we have, obviously he's flawed, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. So that's one thing I thought. Also, if you watch the game, he doesn't really get the ball in the spots he's normally got the ball in. Like, if you saw his dunk on
Well, but
there,
he knew that signing up, coming to play here. You remember the big powwow and, yeah, we're going to do whatever. It's going to work. And, you know, Chris in Houston, it was supposed to work with James Harden. Oh, yeah, it's going to work because we both know each other and we're friends and we'll just do. No, the games don't mesh.
I mean, you're right. Yeah, he's playing. He's having to play. I do think Russ came in legitimately open to playing differently.
I agree, Chris, but it doesn't mean it's going to work.
Yeah, I don't think he knows what to do. I think he's, confused, to be honest.
Let's squeeze in Dre. One last one before we get to our guest. Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What it do, my peoples?
What up, bro? What up, blood?
I'm on this side of the dirt. I'm good. But, hey, congrats on them $3 million, man. You know, y'all going to hit $4 million in no time because people are getting tired of these TLC shows. All they talk about is Tom LeBron and the Cowboys. Yeah. Nobody cares if Tom Brady farted in practice. You can't even spend 2 segments on what Tom Brady doing. Let that go, man. Dog. But y'all keep a Brady segment
at the bottom of this. Yes.
That's okay. But it's not to the extent that not every day.
Not every day.
Right. Tom LeBron, right. Cowboys. You know, who cares? But when it comes to Russell, man, I told somebody when they first got him, I was like, to me, that's like marrying a stripper. Yeah, it might look good, but they ain't about to help you win. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That is actually, Rob, I think that's a good analogy.
It is. Chris, it really looks good, but it ain't going to. Yep. You know what?
She's
going to burn your egg. She's not going to wash your clothes. And she might be sleeping with the postman. You know what I'm saying?
You might have some fun here and there. Right. Good moments, couple good moments here and there, but it's going to be hell in between. Yes. All right, we got Bill Orem coming up next, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Covers the Lakers for The Athletic, Bill Orem. Bill, welcome to The Odd
Couple.
What's
up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, yes, it's great to have you on and great time to have you on. Now, let's get right to it, man. Russell Westbrook benched last night. He left the court with 8 seconds left, or, you know, the bench area to go to the locker room, didn't talk to you guys, was out of there before, this is all reported, out of there before his teammates had showered. this could go one of two ways. Russ could be humble and accepting and, you know, go forward, or he could cause a stink. What do you think is going to happen?
You know, I was just having this conversation with somebody about the two ways it could go, because, you know, we already got Frank Vogel, who's kind of on the hot seat here, to say the least. And now you've got a real potential fracture between Russ and Frank Vogel. And, you know, Russ has just surprised me a few times this year. And I think he has a pretty good sense I think he's actually a pretty good public relations manager in his own right, despite, you know, all of the bluster and kind of the mean mugging and the one word answers and staring at his phone during interviews. I think he knows it doesn't bode well for him to pick a fight with the head coach of the Lakers as the Lakers are in this position. I think that he's going to be the humble version that you just laid out. I think that we're going to hear from him in Orlando. You know, he didn't talk post game. Like you said, the team let him leave without talking. I was told he was willing to talk, but was kind of given an opening to leave. And so he took it. And he, maybe post game last night, he wouldn't have been that guy. Maybe he would have, you know, said some things, but I have a hunch after they go play the Magic tomorrow night, you know, that's a game they should win. I mean, just like last night.
You've been saying that all season,
but,
Bill.
But if they go get the win they should get against Orlando and we hear from Russell Westbrook, you know, I bet you hear a, you know, hey, nobody likes to be benched, but, you know, coach is going to do what he needs to do to win the game. I just have a feeling, because you go back, the last time he didn't talk post game, the next time he talked was in Sacramento after the loss they had up there. And he was fantastic. He was accountable. Right. He talked about his shortcomings, you know, that he can't make a shot right now. He was accountable is the only thing I can say. And I have a feeling, you know, Russ knows when he's kind of losing control of the rope. And I think that he knows that by being a stand-up guy and saying he understands it's bigger than him, you know, he can sort of regain some control of the narrative. And so I think he'll be the better version of himself, of the two options you just outlined.
Hey Bill, I said to Chris that the Lakers, with LeBron being in year 19, you know, they can't punt. They can't, you know, have a mulligan on this season. And if he's not playing well enough to help you, then you can't worry about his feelings. You got to do whatever you have to do in order to try to make the team better and give it a shot. Am I wrong in saying that they just can't punt with LeBron playing well and in year 19?
I agree with you. I think the only caveat I would say is if you try everything and it gets so bad that maybe it does get to a point where you punt and all of a sudden you start shutting guys down because, hey, here's an injury. LeBron's ab is acting up again. Because if they get to a point where they're not going to make the playoffs, you know, I think they'll do what they can to save face, because they can say, hey, you know, we never got healthy. We never got a fair shot at this. You know, it's not because we're not good enough. We just didn't have a fair crack at it. But right now, I mean, you know, right now things should be trending positively. You know, they are more or less healthy. Anthony Davis should be back in the next week or so. You know, Kendrick Nunn, who knows if we're going to see him at all this year at this point, but he's, you know, he hasn't been a factor this year. So otherwise, you know, we know who the Lakers are, especially once they get Anthony Davis back. They've committed to small ball. If they can't start winning games at a real clip once AD comes back, you know, maybe something dramatic happens and you know, the punt unit is sent out onto the field. But I agree with you, you know, overall, you know, you have LeBron James at age 37 giving you historic production, not just for a player of his age, but just historic production in general. You can't waste that. And,
right.
You know, you never know. And I've said this so many times, and, you know, I hate being the person to bring this up, but you just don't know when that goes away. Right. You don't know when he stops being that guy, when he stops being the guy who can just do absolutely everything. And right now he is that guy. And the Lakers owe it to him. They owe it to their fans, you know, to maximize that. And the unfortunate thing for the Lakers is, you know, these 4 years they've had LeBron, they've won a championship, and that validates everything that's happened in those 4 years. But on the flip side, they've also gotten almost less out of being a LeBron James team than either the Cavaliers either time or the Miami Heat, because they have failed to win a playoff series in the other two seasons.
And they didn't make the playoffs 1 year too, right?
Right. And this year is not looking like a team that's going to advance in the playoffs. So it's, you know, that is not what you sign up for when you get LeBron. And I don't think it's LeBron's fault. It's not LeBron's fault in terms of how he has played. You know, you can absolutely assign blame to LeBron for how the roster is constructed, who's on this team, you know, who has come here to play with him for sure. But in terms of what he's giving you night in and night out, ultimately, LeBron doesn't sign the contracts. You know, he can recruit and he can put guys in Rob Pelinka's lap, but it's on Rob Pelinka and, you know, and Kurt and Linda Rambis to pick from that menu basically and say this is what's going to win basketball games, and they haven't done a good enough job of it in 3 of the 4 years LeBron's been here.
Bill, you guys and others have reported that Frank Vogel's on the hot seat. Do you think he?
How big of a part of the problem? Right?
You guys broke that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the question though? Sorry.
How big a part of the problem is Vogel, if any at all?
I mean, you know, in the old blame pie exercise, you know, I don't know really what coach is going to lead this team to different results. You know, I think Frank has actually gotten some pretty good defensive performances out of this team, despite not having historically good defenders. You know, I really don't assign blame to Frank Vogel here. I mean, I know you can argue there's an overcommitment to guys like Avery Bradley, giving him too many minutes in the rotation, maybe. But at the same time, Frank Vogel, a defensive coach, is going to reward defensive players, and he doesn't have those guys. And he's trying to set a tone defensively and send a message, this is how you earn minutes in my system. And so I don't actually begrudge him for playing Avery Bradley or, you know, the reliance he's had on some of those guys. I mean, I don't think he's going to win coach of the year, but I don't think Frank Vogel's done anything to merit getting fired. The problem is LeBron still digging it? Like, that's kind of the whole question. Is LeBron still digging it? And if not, like, you know, hey, Frank's a great guy. Frank is a great coach. Frank's going to be just fine. It's run its course, because you serve the whims of LeBron James when you are a LeBron James team. That is why you traded for Russell Westbrook, and that is why you would make a coaching change. But also, the Lakers are getting close to that desperate point where you change what you can change. I mean, people whose houses are on fire, you know, will turn on their faucet and start throwing, you know, cups of water at a wall of flames. Not because it's going to do anything, because it's like the only thing you can do. And that's what firing Frank Vogel feels like to me. And I think the only things that are really saving him are the fact that people know that he's on the hot seat, and everyone seems to think it is ludicrous that he doesn't deserve it, and that it would be, you know, it would just be a waste of that move. And then two, the fact that we
got to run, Bill. We're up against it, but we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for the knowledge.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yep. A couple Shekel City's next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
WKRP. It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. And Alex, you can't go wrong with a little WKRP.
Not at all.
In Cincinnati. No, not at all. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Crank it. Indeed, now it's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by, that's right, Caesars Sportsbook. It's coming. Last night, 2 out of 3, 1 point away from getting the hat trick and knocking down all three picks. Shekel City, wow, on a nice little streak right here, right now. But for tonight, let's do it here. We got a couple college games. Purdue -3.5 at Indiana. We got Providence -8.5 against Georgetown. They're hosting Georgetown. And my best bet, the Suns -2.5 at the Mavericks. There you go. Shekel City for this TV theme song Thursday. Again, I'm going with best bet. Suns -2.5 at the Mavericks. Purdue -3.5 at Indiana in college basketball. And Providence hosting Georgetown -8.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, Rob G. Are you there, Rob G? I need you right now.
I'm always here, Rob. What do you need?
Okay, all right. So let's talk about, as we go into this this break, I'm looking for my spot because I wasn't ready for this. Okay.
Yeah, I know you told me you wanted to talk about Antonio Brown, right?
Antonio Brown, who's now, Rob G, tell people who don't know, making the rounds, trying to, I don't know, is he cleaning it up? Is that what he's trying to do now? He doesn't look like he's hurt, does he?
Well, I don't know if he's making the rounds so much as he is just everywhere with the camera. You know, I mean, like, okay, he did a big podcast interview, I think last week that we talked about on the show, or maybe 2 weeks ago. He, you know, he was at some function with Floyd Mayweather, Kanye West, and Madonna. I don't know how you get that group of people together, but they were all hanging out. And then most recently, he got caught up with, he was on another podcast, the I Am Athlete podcast. I think that's the one with Brandon Marshall. And someone talked about, you know, his mental health, because everybody's been saying, well, obviously, AB's got some kind of mental health issue. That's the only reason why he would act out the way he's been the last few years. And here's what he said. He shut that down really quickly. He says, why every time something happens bad or someone reacts, oh, he's crazy, something wrong with his mental health. There's nothing wrong with my mental health. Someone told me to get the F out of here. I'm not passive aggressive. So he is shooting down the notion, Rob, that his antics the last few years have anything to do with some kind of mental health issue and CTE. This is just who he is.
I know that it's easy for him to say that. This is who he is. But if it was Rob G and Chris, he wasn't that disruptive the rest of the time. This is new. Like, he's this disruptive. I'm not saying that he's a different person.
You're talking about
AB? Right, that AB was able when he worked,
what
when
about
he was
the
in
Raiders?
Pittsburgh. No, I'm talking about in Pittsburgh. He was there for 8 years. It wasn't until the very end. He wasn't right. Messing up all, at the whole time, his whole career. That's what I mean.
So you defended his statement?
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying, he's saying that it's not. I'm saying that what he's saying, that he's saying that this has always been him. No, it's not. He played right. 8 years in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it was him toward the end. I mean, Mike Tomlin, credit for him to him for, you know, handling
right,
it.
But it was at the
but
end
the
of
way
it,
he
Chris,
behaved with the right with the Raiders, the way he behaved with the Patriots, and then eventually with Tampa Bay. Rob, you know, I think his only way back into the league is to admit that he needs some help and he's got to deal with some issues and go to counseling, go to therapy. I think if he keeps up this whole, you know, song and dance about I don't have any issues, I'm not crazy, blaming, you know, Tampa Bay, and 1 minute it's Brady, the next minute he's cool with Brady.
Exactly.
Again. And, you know, I mean, he's gallivanting around, you know, wanting to become a star, hip-hop artist and all that. So I don't think he's getting back in the league if he acts like he don't have an issue. So keep it locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, Get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!